We also are trying to make an explicit focus on how the war drains resources from all the things that make our community suffer and cause the violence that everyone is so aware of.
You know, we have put enough money into Iraq. I think it's like enough to build 10 schools a day, to you know, to provide health care for every American for the next 50 years.
Take a look around. Deprivation, no opportunity, hopelessness, because there is nothing for the people in war other than to go to war. It's pathetic. It's got to stop. You know, we leave little through here. We see little children with. There is no prospect for anything good happening if this mindset doesn't change. So basically, we're here to have listened to these people and have them listen to us, that there is a connection.
Money is one of the, I guess, one of the connections. It's not the only connection, I think. It's an important one, but I think it's also, I think, when our government shows by example that violence is the way to solve problems, then the people may sometimes copy that, or, you know, that's kind of put out as our whole image for our society, that that's the way we are. And, you know, I think it has to be addressed at all levels of society, starting with the top.
There are few opportunities for the young people. The military capitalizes on that, and they come for those kids. They're not coming for the kids of the affluent.
Recruiters target lower-income areas. So you're going to see a higher number of people that are military family members or have, you know, have direct involvement in the war machine, you know. People think that if you're anti-war, you're not pro-soldier, but, you know, it's anything but the truth. Our biggest ally in Rochester has been the local anti-war movement.
We want to bring the troops home now. We want to take care of them when they get home and give them all the care, medical care and emotional care that they need, which is sorely lacking.